going to now say, let's not kick this pig.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Warby Parker. Affordable eyewear and attractive frames. Sign up now and get 5 free pairs of frames sent to your house for a home try-on. Check them out at warbyparker.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a clarifying discount. Welcome to DIPLUS. I am Daniel Brewer and I am joined by the Warby Parker Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
I sound weird tonight. I don't know why.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know, something's wrong.
You know, what I was going to say is, well, first of all, how the hell are you?
I am doing great. Thank you for asking.
I want the chat room and everyone else to know that I have a window called My Pussy Number 3 up on my screen. I don't know where that came from, but anyway.
What the fuck was that? You have a window up on your screen that says My Pussy Number 3.
It says My Pussy Number 3. And
where is it from? Did you create it?
You go to these porn sites.
Why are you on porn sites while we're doing a show?
I'm not, but it was left over from whenever I was on a porn site before.
Right. You just happened to be on a porn site earlier and
I was on it. Look, I'm gonna say something right now.
Wait. We're ready now. We're ready. We're now ready for you to say something.
This is not in the Trello, but I'm going to say it. My boyfriend is away.
Oh, I did not know that.
And I'm supposed to be good while my boyfriend's away. I'm not so while the cat's away, the mice are not supposed to play. I have the habit of going to the site that I used to model on because I guess I like to spend money for no reason at all.
And why not? What better reason to spend?
There is this Colombian guy on there that has the hottest lips. And I know this is going to sound funny, but he has the hottest lips of any lips I have ever seen in my life. Now, he also has a very beautiful face and a very beautiful body and a hot uncut penis, very large. And
when you look at, you just want to.
Right. And his specialty.
Yes, his specialty. Oh, we're waiting. Bated breath.
And he shoots. He's sitting down. He's not like in some weird position, like with his dick over him. He's sitting in a normal position, like in a chair, and he comes far enough that it hits his lips and his eye and his hair and everything else. That's like he does it every time. Every time he comes.
Now, is there like an announcer that advises you ahead of time, like no camera tricks are used during the?
I know I can tell a real cum shot, and I'm a professional, first of all. I know the tricks of the trade. I even, on the forums on the site, they give you little tips of like little lotion squeezy bottles that you can put in the palm of your hand and then squeeze it right at the time and all that. Right. But I can tell a fake. I have seen fakes. This is real. And it's fairly cheap now because they've added group shows. So you just pledge a certain amount and then a bunch of people pledge and you all go to this group show. So it's cheaper.
This is like a PBS pledge drive or something. I'll pledge for $10. We'll give you a tote bag. For $30, we'll let you watch a Brazilian man shoot on his lips.
But I'm spiraling down this porn addiction.
Yes.
And as you know, as you spiral out of control with addictions, the same amount will not please you like it once did. So while I'm watching him stroke his penis, I have to have another window open with some porn playing at the same time while I'm waiting for his cum shot, because his show's like 15 minutes long and I just really want the cum shot. So I went to this site XNXX and they have a bunch of titty stuff that comes up, and apparently I left a window open that said My Pussy Number 3 or what. Anyway,
all
I know
of that.
That was way too much information.
All of that just to find out why you have
a window
open
that
says Pussy Number 3.
And I'm going to say something. I love Vegas, but this feels more normal to me then, because in Vegas, I actually feel further away from you than I do right now, because your face is right in front of me now, but in Vegas, you're like 50 feet away.
Not 50 feet. Well, we know, because we have to buy the cables for the thing. The audio...
It's over 30.
Right. The audio table is 20 feet away from the stage, because we had 25-foot cables and 30-foot cables, and then we had to put an extension on 30 to reach the far side of the stage. So we know. It's about 20 feet away. So you're saying that right now, being thousands of miles away from me actually feels better than
yeah.
being 20.
Well, I mean,
you can't stand me that much. You can't stand to be 20 feet away from me.
It's, in the same you way. Know, no, I just mean doing the show feels more normal. I don't mean like, I don't like being in your presence. I just think next year in Vegas, what we need to do is we need to both sit in hotel rooms.
Yes.
And different, and right. have webcams, you know, just like we right. do right now. And we can just project us up on the screens.
Right.
You'll be on one screen. I'll be on the other screen. It'll be just like we're broadcasting from home.
Why don't we do our show last and we'll just fly home early?
Yeah, we can do that too.
And then we'll other than the fact that it's our equipment that's there, and they kind of need our equipment to do the stuff. Anyway, hi, Adam. You know, I'm glad you brought up Vegas. Wow, this is the most awkward segue ever. I'm glad you brought up Vegas. You know, at the end, we really fucked up at planning this out this year.
I think you're gonna mention. Well, I don't know. Go ahead.
This is why we fuck up. We fuck up because we complain every year that you and I have to work during this event, right? So we don't really get to spend a lot of time together because we're doing the event, right? We're in the studio all the time, or we're running around doing something, or we're videoing, so we just do a lot of work, and so we don't really get to do a lot of socializing with each other while we're during the event. So I bought my tickets way early this year. I bought my tickets to Vegas like in March, and I opted to come out a few days early. You bought your tickets later and you opted to stay a few days late.
I did.
And in retrospect, we should really plan this out next year so that we both stay later. That way we could do stuff after. But
you could have gone to Penn and Teller with me.
I know. By the way, did you like Penn and Teller? Don't go into great detail, but did you like Penn and Teller? Was it not a great show?
It was good.
Yes.
Although the comedy was better, in my opinion, than the magic.
Well, anyway, yeah, but that's because Penn and Teller. All right, so, I mean, yeah, Teller is an amazing sleight of hand magician. You know, Penn is good. He's not great. He's good. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Here's what I was going to say. Is 2 years ago, flashback now to 2 years ago in Vegas. By the way, you know what? It is 10 p.m. on a Tuesday evening. This is how long it's been since we've done this. It's 10 p.m. on a Tuesday evening, and that can, of course, mean only one thing. We are streaming live on Pride48.com. And we are not here alone. No. We are joined by a chat room. So, Adam, before I say one more word, tell us who has joined us in the chat room this evening.
We have Blind Guy Jake, Curtis, Gary in Albuquerque, Caruniumbra, Mags, Q Sledge, RT Cruiser, SH Joe, Timmy Sims, Z Crone. Is SH Joe Hot Joe?
I believe that is Smokin' Hot Joe, yes.
Oh, Smokin' Hot Joe. Okay. Right. We have Ant Butler, Tristan, that blue jeans guy, Wit, who I believe lives close to me. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm thinking of someone else. Anyway, and Joey, crap. But, yeah. I mean, cack.
cap.
Something. Yes.
Excellent. So, flashback to Vegas 2 years ago. And it's the evening, so Sunday evening after the closing show. It's way out into the evening. It's like 2 a.m. And I'm walking through the casino and I run into Granny. Granny is sitting at a slot machine.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what are you doing at a slot machine, Granny? It's 2 a.m. in the morning. What are you doing here? And he's like, oh, I'm going
to... You know that's redundant to say 2 a.m. in the morning.
I do. That's why I say it. Okay. And so I was like, why are you here at the slot machine? And he's like, well, I'm going to the airport at 4 a.m. because I'm taking a really early flight out. And I was like, oh, well, that's cool. So I played slots with him for a little while. And then I went to bed and he went to the airport. And when I woke up the next day in Vegas... in the GroupMe group, I saw a little thing from Granny saying, well, I just touched down in Charleston, right? So I was like going, wow, by the, you know,
right.
That's kind of, because it is grueling. If you don't live on the East Coast like I do, from Vegas back to the East Coast is the most grueling fucking flight that you'll ever take in your life, because it's on a good day, like on a direct 5-hour flight, you still got a 3-hour time change working against you. So it's 8 hours of your day just on a direct flight. If you have a layover like I did now, it easily stretches out into an 11 or a 12-hour day when you take into account the time change. I left Vegas at 4 a.m. Vegas time, which is 7 a.m. East Coast time. And I got here back in Connecticut at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So 12 real hours of travel.
Yeah, and the other thing is, yes, I completely understand that. And I live in the central time zone. So I'm almost in the same boat as you. I mean, I know I'm a the flight's probably a couple of hours longer for you than it is for me. But anyway, all the flights, and I guess this is for a good reason, but it seems like all the flights back this direction leave at like 5 a.m.
Right.
Or you have to pay like buttloads of cash to leave later. So if you want to actually have fun Sunday night or Monday night or whenever it is, you know, the night before you leave, you basically can't sleep.
So here's the thing. I was jealous that I had gone to bed in Vegas and woke up the next day and Granny had already gotten home, right? I was like, oh, that sounds sweet to just sleep on the plane. That sounds sweet. Next year, I'm going to do that. So now we flash forward to this year and I booked my flight out at 6 a.m. Vegas time. I leave the hotel at 4 a.m. and I get there. And the first flight, which is about 3.5 hour flight, it kind of worked a little bit, right? I fell asleep on that flight, so it was very short. But when I first got to that airport at 6 a.m., you know, not I got there at 4 a.m.
Right.
Vegas time. It was packed. It was just the waiting line just to get to the kiosk to weigh your bags was like an hour. And then the security line was another 30 minutes. So it's like it was just stupid busy on a Monday morning. Just absolutely stupid busy. I later found out like that's the busiest time at McCarran is like that time at 6 a.m. on a Monday morning. So after I wait through, I fall asleep on the first flight. And then we get to Detroit. And I had a little bit of a layover there. And I was like, you know, just enough time to get to the plane. And I'm like, all right, you know what? Same thing. I'm just going to sleep on this plane. I get there, you know, in plenty of time. I didn't get any food or anything because I didn't want to like have to get up like during the flight, right? So no drinks, no food. I'm just going to go there. We get boarded on the plane and then we get grounded. So now I'm delayed on a plane, right? I can't.
Oh, yeah. I think I read a Facebook message from Robert or something saying, poor Daniel, he's sitting on the tarmac.
I can't do anything. Right? Like that. I'm like, and worse than that, that now means that I'm going to land in LaGuardia at rush hour. So it's like we're grounded on a tarmac, so I can't get any food. I can't get any drink. I'm just stuck on this plane. Air conditioner's not working. It's hot, so I can't sleep. I'm just laying there. When we finally leave, and then when we land in LaGuardia, I take the M60 bus to Harlem to catch the train, right? The M60 bus is like just super packed, like just amazingly like sardines in a can packed. Now, keep in mind, I am dragging our equipment plus my clothes plus a laptop bag. So I've got these huge roller bags, you know, with equipment in luggage and then a laptop case and everything. And I'm trying to squeeze onto this M60 bus, which is fucking miserable, right? And they're New Yorkers, so they don't move out of your way. You're just
I will say this. I don't care how much it costs. I'm shipping my stuff from now on. It was fantastic.
Okay.
I mean, anyway, go ahead.
I finally get to Harlem, right? And now I have to get off the bus. Now, in the meantime, I've like wormed my way into kind of like the center of the bus, but now we're at my stop and I have to get out of the bus, right? So I'm just like, I'm sure I like cut people and stuff, just like dragging those bags, like yanking them out of the bus, just trying to get out of the bus before it pulled away, right? I get up to the train station, right? I get on the train. And it's the rush hour train, so there's no seats anywhere. It's like this huge fucking long train, no seats anywhere. So I'm having to basically stand for an hour and a half on a train. And I'm like, I've had no sleep, so it's kind of like one of those, you know, you kind of like blank out for a second. You know what I'm saying? Like you blank out for a minute or two,
yes.
And then you kind of like snap to and you're like, oh, wait, what the fuck? Did I just fall asleep? What the hell is going on? And so I was like, that's how tired I was on this stupid train.
It was just Vegas?
The most miserable trip back. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Well, the trip back is never fun. It's never fun. Oh, someone's saying that the death phone should have interrupted you, but oh, that only happens to Adam when he's telling stories. So,
you know what? Here's the thing. People go, oh, we missed DI+. We missed DI+. We want to hear you guys. Now that we're like back and like I'm sitting here talking, now they're like, oh, Jesus Christ. Shut up.
They like to heckle. That's what they wanted. They live to heckle. They're like our very first show, our very first episode. We mentioned Statler and Waldorf, and the chat room. They are Statler and Waldorf, whatever, however you say them. You know who I'm talking about?
I do. The Muppets,
the old men,
the old men and the Muppets.
They're like, that. I can't even do the voice. I'm horrible at voices. Anyway, Auntie Vera, do the Statler and Waldorf voices if you can do any that low pitched. Anyway, that's who they are.
They're just, they're complaining.
Well, I tell you what, Vegas sucks. Whatever. Anyway.
That was the worst.
Well, I am not a voiceover artist. That is not me.
No.
So I'm gonna switch things around. So, but you made it home. I see that you are at home. I can tell that you're at home.
I am.
And congratulations. I'm glad you made it safely. I also made it safely. I'm not going to tell a long story about my trip. I did stay Monday, had a lovely, what did I do? I went to, we finished up checking out of the suite, and then I went to the spa and soaked in the hot tub for a while. And then I took my computer and stuff to FedEx. And then I relaxed for a couple of hours in my room. And then I had a nice dinner at Tender. With Joey and Donna and Turnip Head and Urban Guy and Wendy. I probably missed somebody. Sorry if I did. But anyway, from Alaska, Tim from Alaska. Anyway, and then I went to Penn & Teller. It was great. And I took my photo by the Chippendales backdrop.
I saw that. Now, when you took your picture by the Chippendales, did they mistake you as a cast member of Thunder from Down Under?
They actually came up to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, cast members from a competing show may not take photos."
Oh, you're lying now.
In front of our backdrop. No, there were like three Asian women taking photos in front of the backdrop at the same time. I felt kind of, I don't know, weird. But you know, I didn't have my Asian with me.
And, you didn't have mittens with you.
And here I am, you know, taking a photo in front of male strippers. But anyway, so I'm gonna switch. I'm actually going back to Vegas.
I'm aware of this.
Yeah. So I shouldn't have told you because it's content for the show. So I decided that, funnily enough, I talked to you yesterday and I was telling you. So Mark and I, we don't really get into gifts all that much for birthday and Christmas and all that because we like to travel. So rather than spend our money like on some gift that, you know, we may or may not want, we like to spend money on traveling. So a lot of times we'll say, okay, for Christmas this year, we're just going to split a trip. You know, you pay half, I pay half. That's our present to each other. So we decided, because he likes to go places he hasn't been before, and I've mentioned this before, but Asians like trips to be planned, and I seem to suck at planning trips.
Now, are you really want to stand on that statement?
Yes,
Asians like
loads of Asians.
John Ong likes his trips to be planned.
I guarantee you, John Ong has like a spreadsheet of, okay, I'm going to dim sum at noon, and then I guarantee you, DeBell, they probably have like a whole itinerary. It's probably in a nice little, you know, binder. Anyway, I have met lots of Asians that are this way. Okay, I am an expert on Asians now. Anyway. Well, so either I underplan a trip, which happened most of the time.
Ant in the chat room says he doesn't plan that much either.
Well, Ant, you are the anomaly. You're the anomalous Asian. That would be a good title of the show. We should just change it, anomalous Asian. I like that. Anyway, so before I underplanned trips, and he didn't have enough to do to keep him excited. But the trip to Mount Rushmore, I overplanned and didn't plan in meals. So we went an entire day without sitting down and eating a meal because I wanted to fit a lot in. But anyway, I figured I could do Vegas well. So we're going to go to Vegas. We're going to, we're staying. I emailed the Luxor to give them a chance to offer me a room, but I didn't get an email back quick enough. So I decided we were going to stay in something a little fancier. So we're going to stay in the Venetian.
At the Venetian.
It looks fantastic.
I have stayed at the Venetian. It is a very pretty hotel. You will enjoy it.
We like lavish hotels. So I think, and I haven't tried the spa there. The spa looks great. I'm going to purchase a spa day for both of us. We're going to the Britney Spears concert. And I told you, I was trying to debate on what tickets I was getting. We're doing standing pit tickets.
You know, here's the thing though. Those two things, you do realize that those two things are like, what am I trying to say? Those two things are opposites, right?
What, the Venetian and Britney Spears?
Yes, I'm just saying that those two things do not go together. I like lavish hotels, but we're going to go see Britney. If you're going to go see Britney, you should just go all in and stay at Hooters, really, honestly. That would be the experience, I think, that they're going for
there. Okay, here was my thinking. Both of us like pop music, and I don't want to just take him to magic shows because that'll bore him. And I wanted to do a show that both of us would like. So, and the only person that's in Vegas at the time I want to see Britney, and he wants to see Britney. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So we're doing Britney. I would like to see Shania Twain, but he would hate that. So I'm not going to go make him go to Shania Twain.
So Asians hate Shania Twain.
He just doesn't enjoy Shania Twain all that much. He doesn't like country. Not really country, but anyway. Britney, David Copperfield, because I've never seen him in person.
And Hooters.
And no, we're going to go to either O or Ka.
Or Hooters.
I haven't decided yet. And then we're going to do the we're going to do the gondola ride on the things. We're going to do the spa. We're going to eat at a couple of celebrity chef restaurants.
We're going to ride that gondola on the things.
Shut up. And, whatever.
It's the canals, the Venetian canals.
And we'll do a lot of walking around and seeing stuff that I've never done there, that I've never done being there for Pride 48, because I don't get out of the Excalibur while we're at Pride 48. Maybe I'll even take him to Tacos and Tatas or whatever.
Titties and Tatas. Did you even get to go to Titties and Tatas?
I did on Monday. Yeah, that's where I ate
lunch. I went there with Wes and with Curtis's husband, Brad, and Christopher from that was guesting on Secretly Timid. Up. We have a phone call coming in on the old death phone here. Let's find out who it could possibly be. No, there's no preview available for this attachment. Excellent.
Yeah, I did cruise out to the celebrity death phone.
Yes.
Broadway actor Michael McCarthy, dead at 68. Sorry for the lack of enthusiasm. First day at work. Bye.
Yeah, RT, did that come in today? Because he seemed to be quite pissy in the chat room earlier, too.
I don't know. It came in recently. I didn't look to see if it was today.
All right. So, Broadway actor. What did he say? Broadway
Michael
actor.
Michael
McCartney. Do we know who
or
this
something?
Is? What the
hell? I don't.
What the hell? You know what? I would just like to say congratulations to David, that Blue Jeans guy, for winning the previous Celebrity Death Phone contest he has already received. He's $112.26.
So I think we're going to do something, because I didn't think our prize was enough this year. So I think we're going to do $2 per winner.
Fuck $2.
Especially because of that. So I just made a executive. Are you okay with that?
Sure, why not? Okay. So as you might have heard at the beginning of our show, by the way, so you're going back to Vegas. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know what I'm doing that weekend. You're going there. By the way, you didn't say, but you're going in November there.
Yeah, and it just happened to be a coincidence. I am. And Joe Batance, if you're listening to this, I promise I'm coming to L.A.
Joe Batance doesn't listen to our show.
Well, I don't know, but he's taking us to Magic Castle when we come to L.A., and we are. That is the next trip on our list. I just wanted something that I could plan well, and I didn't know how long Brittany and David were going to be in Las Vegas, so I wanted to go ahead and get that one out of the way. I don't think they're going to burn down the Magic Castle, but anyway.
I was that same weekend that you're going to Vegas to see Britney Spears and staying at Hooters. I am going to BlizzneyCon, which is what we're calling it. So I'm going to the Blizzard. So I'm going to BlizzCon and to Disneyland with Gene and Jerome and some of the people in my raid group. And then that Monday evening, Wes Stone, Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone, and Nico will be joining myself, and as Joe Batance takes the four of us, so the three of us plus Joe Batance, are going to the Magic Castle that Monday. So
I think you will have a fantastic time.
Apparently they change, you know, the Mondays is when they change their shows. So I could theoretically go Sunday night and see a completely different set of shows than I could on Monday night, because Monday night is the night they change. But when he was looking it up, he says that week is Veterans Week, which means that there are actually maybe some actual known names that week that were there that performing. So it'll be fun.
Can I just play something?
No.
Please?
Yes, go ahead. What?
Well, it's not coming out. I'll play it in a minute. Go ahead.
Excellent. Just as I know someone said they were having problems with the stream earlier. We're switching streaming servers in the next few weeks, so hopefully that will clear up some of the... Why are you typing Hooters into the chat room? I don't get that. Anyway.
I'm not.
No, not you. Someone in the chat room is doing it.
Karuni Umbra, or whatever his name is. I know that's not his real name.
Yes.
Is that like a bird or something? What is that? I mean, it's got to be something. It's some Australian something.
Yeah, it's an Australian thing. It's got to be.
Whatever.
It's got to be an Australian. So I took the week off after Vegas. So I like not only took the week off that we were in Vegas, but I took the week after it off. So even though I came back here, I had the week.
Must be nice.
I had the week off. Well, that was the first time I'd taken a 2-week vacation in a very, very long time. So I had the entire week off. So I did some stuff here. You know, I cut the audio from all the different shows and did some work and stuff like that. But on Saturday, this past Saturday, we went to Six Flags New England, which I hadn't been to since I moved up here. So we went to Six Flags New England's and went and did some, what am I trying to say? Did some roller coasters at Six Flags.
I love roller coasters.
Yeah, we like roller coasters too. So we went and we did the roller coaster. Not any really great ones here at Six Flags New England. I mean, there's a couple of okay ones, but like none that like I loved Kumba at Busch Gardens in Florida. Like, I love
apparently,
that roller coaster.
Yes. Apparently, the best roller coasters are in Ohio.
Yes, at King's.
Which is really weird.
At King's Park or King's Dominion or whatever it's called. Yes.
No. It's, I can't think. That's not
Cedar
it,
Point.
Yeah.
Cedar Point.
Cedar, yes, that is it.
Yeah, that one, yes. Anyway, so we went here. Anyway, so here's the thing, though. I love riding roller coasters. I ride roller coasters all the time. We got onto this roller coaster called the Mind Racer, which is an inverted steel coaster. And it was just like a little two-seater inverted steel coaster. So not like a mega coaster or anything. It was just like a regular one. It did a couple of hammerhead rolls and some inversions. And it's a nice enough coaster. We go, and like on the first inversion, my glasses start to slip off my face, right? And so I reach up and I push them back on. Now, I wear my glasses on roller coasters all the time, right?
Contacts.
So we get into the second inversion, which then goes straight into a hammerhead, and my glasses fly off my face. So I'm looking around trying to like make some kind of mental map of where they hit the ground so that I could like maybe later, you know, like go back down the walkway and find them or whatever. There's no way to actually mentally map the area of a roller coaster while you're flying through the air, I came to discover. So I basically lost the one and only pair of progressive lens glasses that I had. So
even if you could mentally map it, you can't. I mean, you're not a physicist. To know where they landed, you would have to do the cosine of the tangent of the angle of the trajectory of the whatever, along with the drop speed of...
I reached out to grab them. It's like my fingers touched the tip of them as they flew away from me. It's like... We weren't that high off the ground, and if it was right over the walkway, they just would have landed on the walkway, right? Or they could have hit the building or whatever. It's like we weren't on the back side of the coaster over in the field. We were over near the walkway. So it's like it was just anyway, couldn't find
them. I can imagine those in physics. Well, I didn't actually take physics, but I know some of the experiments they did, and they do this thing where they drop eggs off of a roof. And I just, you talking about that, I'm thinking, okay, how can you create a container that you can drop an egg off of this roller coaster so that it doesn't break? That's one of the physics experiments that you have to do when you're in physics. But anyway.
So you just don't care that I lost my glasses. Thanks,
I do. I saw a lovely, actually my favorite pair of glasses that I saw on Facebook for you. Yes. Where Larry Queen found a fabulous, I believe it was the... who's the guy that used to be in the Beatles?
there were four guys that used to be in the Beatles.
That's gay.
The guy that was in the Beatles that was gay.
He's still alive.
There's only two of them still alive, so it's either George
Paul McCartney?
There's Paul McCartney.
He's gay, right? Is that him? No.
I think you're thinking of Elton John, honestly, to be honest.
Was Elton John in the Beatles?
No, he wasn't, but he was British.
He wasn't in the Beatles? What's he famous for? Just being Elton John?
Yes. Even Sydney is barking at you for that one. Literally, Sydney woke up from her nap and barked at you for that. She's like, idiot. Elton John's within the Beatles.
I don't know what she's barking at. Anyway, sorry. Okay. Anyway, so I love the Elton John glasses, but you're trying on Warby. And is it really Warby?
Yes, W-A-R-B-Y.
Warby.
Warby Parker.
Okay. So you're trying on glasses.
It's actually kind of cool. So you go to their website. You just pick out like five frames that you like. From their selection. So they had the virtual try on thing where you can like, you know, upload a picture of yourself and then you can virtually try on the, so I went through the frames that I liked that I thought looked good virtually. And then I picked out five of them to send me. Now, if you'll notice on Facebook, I only posted four of them. It's because one of them just didn't look good in person at all. Like it just didn't work.
I always think, you know, I bet I would look really geeky and like cool and cute in glasses. And I try them on and then I think, ugh. I mean, I have never found a pair of glasses that I thought I looked good on. Yeah.
Sorry, wrong button. I was trying to... We haven't done the show in a while. Oh,
you just want to end the show right now. Let's go to contact.
Let's just go to contact. I'm bored with you. All right, let's next celebrity phone call. Let's take it right this very moment now.
Hello, darling.
Yes?
It's Jonna Sugar. I'm calling on a sad day.
Yes.
And if I'm the first...
Yes.
That's fine. If I'm not the first, I won't be surprised.
Okay.
And I'm sure that Adam is going to say, who is that? But.
But?
Girl, look up his IMDb and.
Was he a Beatle?
Talk a lunch, honey. It's going to take you a while.
Yes, who?
The legendary Dick Smith died today, 92 years old. He is. They call him the godfather of modern makeup.
Dick Smith?
Dick Smith.
That's right. Who is that?
He was in the Beatles, Adam. He was the makeup artist for the Beatles. He was the makeup artist for the Beatles, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
That's what it was. No, I remember her posting this on Facebook.
He is a revolutionary makeup artist who changed the way we looked at makeup. You've got some of his best ones, Poltergeist, Godfather. He won the Oscar for Amadeus.
Yes.
He did the original Stepford Wives in 75, girl, not that terrible one they made recently.
The what?
The most recent one that you know last about was Death Becomes Her.
Death Becomes Her. Amazing
makeup artist.
He made Goldie Hawn look like she had a hole in her.
Sad. I got to meet him. He's a very, very nice guy.
What? Yes.
I don't know. I forgot again what I was going to say.
She's almost done. Yeah. By the way, Donna apparently is speaking into a bullhorn into the phone, because this is like the loudest phone call I've ever heard.
Very, very cool. It's sad that he's gone. 92 years.
Right. 92.
Give me credit, bitch. Oh. So he's not an actor.
Not an actor.
He's better than that. He made magic.
Was he on Face Off?
He was on Facebook, I think, is what he was. So, yes, Dick Smith, who, by the way, Curtis's uncle's name is Dick Smith. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Oh, I know why she's barking.
Why?
My lovely roommate has left his room.
Oh.
While I'm shut up in here. Anyway.
Right, exactly. You just don't like your roommate very much, do you? But, you know, that he might listen to the show. So he used to.
I don't know if he's calling
from inside the house.
That's how he knew who I was, because I'm an internet celebrity. Celebrity.
All right. We just have two more things to cover before we go to the tech segment. And I just, by the way, you know what? This is not going to be a short show tonight. We've got shit to catch up on here. So
that's fine.
Yeah. So go ahead. Tell me, I noticed today on the Pride 48 YouTube account that you had posted a video from the Big Fatty online show.
I did. Well, this is a short one. I don't know. You probably have this huge rant to go on, because I noticed that you mentioned Drop Cam in yours. But what I'm going to say is I am posting video. I hope everyone enjoys it. I am not doing them in any particular order, just whatever tickles my fancy at the time. So I will be posting video. And it was actually a fun process. I will say I am the one who likes video between the two of us, between Daniel and I. I've had an intention of starting some video podcast, because I'm going to be a YouTube celebrity one day, just like Frankie Grande. But anyway, so I'll be posting those. I didn't do all the shows. Like I mentioned, I just did a few shows because I was trying it out. But it went well. Now I lost. I was so sad, Daniel. I was so sad.
Womp, womp.
Because everyone, the one thing that everyone wanted to see.
Yes, the pink carpet.
Was the pink carpet. And that was my test show. That was my very first thing that I had done the switching application with. And I'm not sure in crashing issues. So it crashed and I lost the entire pink carpet. So after that, I started stopping the recording and starting it about every 5 minutes, and that seemed to work. It was trial and error, so I didn't, you know. So I do have some crappy footage of the pink carpet from a, what is it called, a GoPro.
From the GoPro.
So, but I only got 15 minutes in. I didn't get the very beginning because I forgot to turn it on. So anyway, I'm going to release some of the pink carpet, but it won't be the same. But anyway, once I figured out how to do the switching and all that, and that I needed to stop it every 5 or 10 minutes so that it didn't crash and things of that nature, and I kind of figured out the different that, I think it's going to do well. We had a discussion about possibly getting a different computer that's smaller that would be easier to transport, but I hope everyone enjoys it. It was fun for me to do.
I think getting the smaller computer is twofold, right? Not only easier for you to try, but you ship your main computer out there, which got cracked, even though it was in a Pelican case.
Yes, that's
so
true.
I mean, you're going to cause damage to it. So if we had a smaller, more compact thing that you could, you know, carry on or whatever. Anyway, we're having a small amount of issue.
Yes. Yes.
No, I mean, just now, we were having some issue where you were stuttering. I think we heard most of what you were saying, but if we didn't mention before, we'll mention in the tech segment. We're using new equipment tonight, so yeah. Sure.
Yeah,
anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyway, yeah, so that's it. I mean, I'm doing, so we attempted video this year, just to try it out.
We did.
It is not a live thing.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. It is such a, and you and I, we have had numerous conversations about this. We've had numerous, I won't say arguments because we don't really argue that much. It's just kind of, we disagree on things. But
just that I'm right and you're wrong most of the time.
No. Here's my video, if I may steal a phrase from another show. By the way, I don't know if you saw the chat room, but apparently John Philip Sousa was the seventh Beatle. I don't know if you knew that. That's according to Nico, and Nico is
there were only seven?
Yeah, Nico is never wrong. Oh, also, I was wrong that Curtis's uncle wasn't Dick Smith. Curtis's uncle was a Dick Smith. That's what he was saying. There, I've gotten that great. All right, so this is what I wanted to say, and I'm going to say something that is now going to probably upset some people, but that's just life. But I'm going to steal this phrase from Nan from Secretly Timid. The thing about video that is hashtag problematic is video requires a lot more equipment and time and attention than audio. If you listen to the Curtis and Daniel, the super awesome Curtis and Daniel Mega Show Spectacular, there, it was a very complicated audio setup because we were using two handheld mics for the live singing and for the live announcing, as well as on stage mics, as well as some audience mics that needed to be on and off at certain times. And those were not hit. Those mics got left on. You could hear the rustling. And so it's like a lot of the audio is clobbered by that stuff because you were doing the video stuff. We should have had a separate audio engineer because, It was a lack of, and I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying we should have put an extra person there to do the audio because it was a complicated audio thing. And then you add on top of that, so here's my problem with video is that it's going to take up more resources, right? We can't just have one person do both video and audio. We need to have one person to do each, right? And that's problematic. Right. It's becomes that we're carrying more equipment to Vegas. And that also becomes problematic because it's just more money and equipment, more things that are happening in equipment. And the final thing that is problematic on it is just people are just really demanding.
Yeah, I knew that's what was coming.
I'm going to upset some people here. But let me just say this right now. People are not only demanding, but they're just fucking rude about it. It's like we had a drop cam there.
And that was a last minute thing.
It was a throwaway thing that it was a last minute thing that we put there, right? Because Kathy Bacon wanted to see the video, you know, wanted to see, oh, I wish I could see it and everything. And we're like, oh, we got this drop cam that we're not using. Let's just plug this in and use it. And it became the most annoying thing the entire weekend. People like, can you move it this way? Can you move it that way? I can't get the drop cam to work. I'm not connecting to the drop cam. Can you fix it? Now, if you know how a drop cam works, drop cam is both a device and it is a service, right? So when you plug in a drop cam, what the selling point of having a drop cam is that you plug it in, it sends video back to their servers, and then other people connect. When you're connecting from the outside world, you're connecting to the drop cam server. So if one person can see the video, then everything is working. The problem, if you're not able to see it, then the problem is between you and the drop cam server, not between us, because there's only one single video stream going out of our location up to drop cam, and then they're repeating it. So it's like kind of one of those messaging us and saying that the drop cam stream isn't working or whatever. There's nothing we can do. Literally, you just plug it in. There's nothing else you can do to a drop cam. You can't change the setting. You can connect it to your Wi-Fi the first time, but there's nothing else you can do. You can't reset it. You can just either you plug it in or you don't. It's a very binary thing. So there's absolutely nothing we can do to fix it. If it's working for six people and one person isn't working, well, it's that one person. It's not the drop cam. It's not us. It's that one person.
Yeah.
And that's just the reality of the internet and the reality of streaming, right? However,
but I think I will say this though. For the drop cam, yes. It's picture, if you will, listeners, if you're ever in the chat room when we're doing a live stream and you have that one person that says, I can't hear the stream.
Yes.
I can't hear the stream. I can't hear the stream. And you're like, I hear the stream just fine. You know, well, if you're hearing the stream just fine, there's nothing wrong with the stream.
Right.
Right. And so we were getting that a lot. We were getting a lot of people going, oh, it's not working for me.
Right. This is the reality of streaming, right? There's a lot of moving parts here, right? There's the connection. Like tonight, some people are having problems with our audio stream tonight, right? Now, there is a connection between my house here and our streaming server. And then there's a connection between your computer and our streaming server, which is, you know, a separate system. And then there's just regular internet traffic. Now, our streaming server, the host that we use for that, generally has been sucking lately, and they've had a lot of problems, you know, maintaining a lot of connections to them. And that is why we're switching to a new streaming server. So I apologize for that, but there's nothing we can do to fix it, because we're connected to our server here. Like, so we see it here that we're connected and we're fine. And there's really nothing we can do about it. So I do apologize that you're getting, you know, rebufferings and things like that. But in the world of streaming, there's not a lot we can do. We can switch to a different type of streaming where we buffer more, which will cut out on some of the drops. However, that means that we would be 30 seconds to a minute behind you guys, or ahead of you guys, right? So when we ask a question, we would literally have to wait 30 seconds to a minute before we could actually get a reply from you. So yeah. we've opted to go with the lower latency Icecast over Shoutcast because we didn't want that much of a lag. But it has its own problems. By and large, it works well. Our streaming server lately has sucked ass, which, by the way, is Hosting Member Center. Don't use them. Don't. I'll just say that right now. HostingMemberCenter.com. Don't use them. They suck. We're actually switching to a new streaming server. That'll happen in the next week or two. We have to, obviously, it's like anything that we do here. It's not a small undertaking. We have to relay this information to all of the people that do stream on our system, and we have to change all of the places where we have ourselves listed. But that will be happening, so the streaming should be getting more reliable over the next few weeks. However, back to the point at hand. We had a drop cam there, and the most common thing that happened in the chat room was people, can you move it? I can't see the person on the microphone. Can you move that here? Can you change it over there? And the reality was is that we had big signs in the auditorium that said, if you sit here, you won't be on camera. That, you know, this is, yeah, this, we're videoing up here, and we have purposely left this area off video. So we could not move the drop cam camera because we basically had big signs saying that you're not going to be on video, so we can't change it and point it there.
And I will say, even the recorded stuff, I eventually stopped doing much of the audience because people were always out of camera shot, and most people decided to sit in the non-video section.
Yeah, which is completely their, absolutely completely their right if they're in Vegas on vacation wearing shorts and flip-flops and they don't want to be seen on a streaming webcam around the world. That's their right to do that, right? We don't require them to be showing up on video, right? So we gave them the option to opt out of it. But some of the people in the chat room were just downright demanding. It really did just irk me at one point in time. I actually unplugged the drop cam for the Curtis and Daniel show because we had people participating in the show that didn't want to be streamed. And it's just like, that this is going to be a fucking nightmare to, you know, I don't know where to point the camera. So I just unplugged it for that show because there's nothing I can do to...
It was recorded, however, so...
Yeah, and that was the thing, is that you were recording it on multiple cameras and you knew the people that didn't want to be seen. And so we had that in hand. I guess what it is it's the immediacy of 2014, right? Of wanting things right now and wanting them right this very second. And the realities of doing things that involve using other people's images. There's just a whole nother set of complexities that go with video that don't go with audio, right?
Maybe I'm speaking for you, but I think you were somewhat happy with the quality of the stuff that I'm recording.
Yes,
you
I am.
You seemed to be. So and, that but, may but be keep something in mind, that we keep do in mind. On a limited basis.
Right, and you asked the shows ahead of time, is it okay if I video? So no one was videoed by you without them knowing it. Right. No, there was no video, you know, those shows weren't surprised videoed or whatever. Right. There's no chance that, you know.
Well, that or I won't release anything without asking first.
Right.
But yes.
Anyway, the point is that, you know, I realize that you guys want us to push the limits and you want us to have video and everything. Two things scare me. Number one is that it's going to become so complex to do that it's just going to be unfun to do, and therefore not something that we want to continue, right? If we have to lug, you know, 600 pounds of equipment around the country and then spend an extra, how many extra hours did we spend this year setting up stuff because of the video? It's like, if we have to spend another whole day of our vacation basically setting up all the stuff and then
Yeah.
It was a real rush to tear it down in time. It's just like, so I guess what I'm trying to say is that it's we're doing the best we can.
Yeah. And,
but don't ever expect this to be a broadcast, like with some kind of semi truck with a broadcast studio outside that is doing live switching between cameras and remote cameras running up and down the aisle and things being perfectly mic'd and whatever. It's like, we can't do that and fit it in carry-on luggage. That's just not something that we can do.
And I did video. I will say this. The video was for me because I enjoy doing video and I want an excuse to learn how to do it and to try stuff out and whatever. We didn't plan on doing live video. I actually had the drop cam with me, planning to use it as a recording source, not to even broadcast the URL. But we decided, oh, what the hell? You know, people like to see, you know, last minute, we'll throw the URL out there. So it was literally 5 minutes before the show started. We threw the URL out there. So, but yeah, I mean, we always want to do what we can. But I think the video recording went well enough that we will continue to try to do something. But the live part is difficult. So anyway,
All right. So to the people in the chat room, Tom,
we have bitched a lot.
We have, and I don't mean to bitch. I just wanted to like clear the air there. It's like I saw some of the messages asking me to move the cameras and stuff. The reality was that I just couldn't. And I didn't have time to reply to everyone. But like Thomas Chicago and Z Crone are saying that that they enjoyed the drop claim and they're glad that it was there and it was a wonderful surprise. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was a last minute thing. We probably will do it next year. A lot of the problems that we had on video this year were just new things, right? Like not like Big Fatty and TJ are. I would be surprised if there aren't voodoo dolls of Big Fatty and TJ at Adam's house that he stabs with some kind of sharp object.
Yeah, I had tape on the floor.
Because he would tell TJ and Big Fatty, the cameras are from here to here, and both of them would just fucking walk outside of the cameras while they're talking, and they're like, they would like go and they would, I'm going to show this this lovely raffle prize, and they would hold it up where there are no cameras. It was just like, they would actually purposely walk out. Big Fatty on that last show was walking around like John McCain at a debate. It was just like, he was just aimlessly walking around the fucking place, just like blocking cameras, walking around, even though we kept telling him, like, sit the fuck down. He was just wandering around there like an old crazy man. He was just so Adam, you know, I appreciate you doing the work that you did, and I look forward to seeing.
Yeah, and that was for fun. It was really for fun. I enjoyed it. It's hard. The only thing is,
no, TJ. It was TJ Q Sledge.
I will never be able to video 32 hours worth of shows. So as long as it's just me doing it, it will be limited shows being done,
right?
Because I can't sit there for 32 hours. So, you know, and this year was a trial. If people like it, I mean, I'm gonna do it just because I enjoy doing it, but if people like it, we'll try to, you know, make it better every year. But it will be, but we are a live audio website.
And I just to make this clear, I don't want this to replace coming to Vegas, right? It's like if the reason they don't send video out of the Supreme Court is because Clarence Thomas would just never show up, right? He could just stay at home and watch it. Yeah. Anyway, that's an obscure joke, but I like to make it for no apparent reason. All right, I'm done bitching, and now it's time for us to go into the thing that is not bitching. It's called the...
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it.
DI Plus Technology segment is brought to you by Greetings from Nowhere. I have no joke here. I just like to say it. TJ is in the chat room saying that she's sorry, Adam. She didn't know that you were out of camera age. And TJ, we didn't know ahead of time.
I have a different color now for the tech segment.
Oh yeah. Oh,
my background is green.
Right, because
now
people can see that. Right.
Right.
Exactly. Let's not bitch anymore. Anyway, TJ, we are not mad at you or anything. I was just making
No, we're not, and it's fine. The video is surprisingly good quality, in my opinion, because it's webcams. I mean, I expected it to be worse than it is, but the downside of it being webcams
is that we were all masturbating.
Is that they can only go so far.
Right.
USB only goes so far. But anyway.
Right. All right. I'm sorry that we were bitching. We weren't really bitching. I was just getting some stuff on my chest. TJ, we're not. Yes, TJ, you did fine. You don't need to do better next time. It was our problem. We didn't make it clear ahead of time. Anyway, we're not bitching anymore. Now we're going on to the technology segment where I get to talk about our new toy.
I will say one thing. I don't know if this has happened on your end. So we're trying something new.
We are.
We are trying something new. And for those of you who I hope I'm not stealing your thunder, Daniel.
You are,
but anyway,
go ahead.
Well, go ahead then.
No, please go ahead.
Please have your thunder.
No, please. Fine. I insist. You go ahead.
All I'm going to say is on my end, you have stuttered a few times. So that may be something we have to consider. I don't know if I have stuttered for you.
You have. Yeah, you've stuttered a couple of times, but there's nothing that we can't live with. Here's the thing is we have a very complicated recording process. I have to cough. So we have a very complicated recording process wherein we both record this show. You guys hear us on the stream. But then what happens is that Adam records himself locally. He sends his track to me. And then we switch off week after week on who's going to do the editing. And we take that track from the Dropbox and like marry it back to the other track and then put them together so that we both sound local and yada, 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 yada.
It's called double-ended or double-headed recording.
Right. And the problem with it is that by the time we finish recording at 11:30 or midnight, my time, I'm not going to sit around and wait for his file to get uploaded. So I'm not going to even really look at it until the next day after work. And maybe I'll get distracted. So what happens is we record on a Tuesday night, and oftentimes our show does not get posted until Friday or Saturday just because of life, right? And getting. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to go to this whole farm-to-table approach, like trying to get this to the point where we can actually record live and then turn around and post it like within the same period. Like in other words, like we could take this recording, compress it, you know, actually like compress it to an MP3 and tag it and post it this evening. That fast, like getting this thing done. So in order to do that, we had a lot of barriers, right? So we do a lot of noise reduction on our tracks. So what I am doing now is I'm using a new, it's a limiter gator compressor. So it's a limiter compressor and gate that I'm using. Which one am I using?
Well, you kind of buried the lead. I know you want to talk about the toy, but the way we're doing it, the reason we recorded each individually is because the audio coming through Google Hangouts, which is what we use, is not good enough. In our opinion, we don't sound like we're in the same room.
Right. So it won't matter if I switch it because they wouldn't hear it. So just switch yours back to the old way and then you can hear.
Yeah, I can switch mine back.
Oh, so maybe. on a normal day when we used to record using Google Hangouts, then Adam would sound like this to you guys on the stream.
I don't know if this sounds any different to you because I sound the same.
Right. No, you sound a lot different. Yes.
This is how it normally sounds.
Right. And that's how he normally sounds. However, in the Google Hangouts on Air, there's a setting where you can actually switch to a studio mode, which will actually use a much better audio codec so that Adam sounds like
this.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know.
So then what happens is that we started using that for the later state of the station. But because the studio mode is a much higher quality, you can now hear the background noise in people's.
So Big Fatty sounds like he's in a
right.
jet plane.
Yeah, you can hear the jet plane. So that's with the gator. So I'm actually gating Adam's channel as well as gating mine, which cuts out kind of all the background noise and whatnot. So we're just trying this to try to go to a new, it's like farm to table thing so that, because we obsess over our audio more than most people, so we just are trying to get it to a point where we can post something that we're happy with. And I think the stutters are fine, honestly. The stutters are not that common. You know what I'm saying? They're not happening all the time. And anyway.
So anyway, we may. So if you, you know,
I didn't even get
free,
to say. I didn't even get to say
us.
What I was using. Was,
oh, you're using a Behringer.
The Multicom Pro XL 4-channel.
Da-da-da. Yeah. Oh, it's not a Behringer?
No, it is. It's a Behringer Multicom Pro XL 4-channel compressor.
So I was going to get one because you discussed us both getting one, but have you decided that there's no need for me to have one if you have it on your end? Or?
Oh, I don't know. That's what all the testing is all about.
Anyway, it's fantastic. So we're basically trying to edit less but still have the same quality that we had before.
Correct.
And for the stream, I know I used to sound like Poopy Doop on the stream. And now using this new method, I should sound like I'm virtually in the same room as Daniel on the stream.
Yeah, you sound good. So then the other thing that we have here in the tech summit is we're going to talk about your new HDMI switcher. Have you gotten that or are you getting that?
Oh, no, I'm getting it tomorrow. I'll just be really quick because it's boring. But I have multiple monitors in my room, in my studio, and I've wanted a way to quickly select what I wanted to display on those monitors. Sometimes I want to play TV on both of them. Sometimes I want my TV show or Roku or something on one of them and I want a computer screen on the other one. Anyway, so I'm really excited because I found out they make this thing called an HDMI matrix switcher.
Yes.
I didn't know. I was going to buy all these like HDMI splitters and all this kind of stuff, right? But I thought, you know what? I'm just going to search and see if there's one device that does this. And so I did not know.
Suddenly you became Joe Batance there.
Right.
I
decided I was going to search for
something.
I can't
else?
Do it if I'm trying. Yeah, but anyway. I will give you guys a report. But basically, I bought a device that has multiple inputs and multiple outputs. So I can
like the multiple outputs.
I can input my Roku, my cable, my two computers, my whatever devices I have into this thing. And then I can output it to two different TV screens. And then I can choose, do I want to display the same thing on both TVs? Do I want to display different things on? Anyway, I'm excited. No one else would be, but I am. So I get it tomorrow. I will let everyone know how it goes.
Excellent. Now, you know, the one thing that is quite prevalent in tonight's recording is that you are hitting the plosives pretty hard. But I think the level editor will take care of that. But I don't know. I don't know if you moved your pop, because your pop filter may still be packed. So.
I do not use a pop filter.
I never have. Well, there you go.
In the past, it has not been a problem.
Well, now you're just using a lot of P's just to be difficult.
I'm trying to. I normally underpronounce my P's.
Exactly.
Even normal speech.
Anyway, it's fine. I hate pop filters.
But
it's
anyway,
fine. All right. So the final thing in our tech segment is, as you guys will recall, in the not the grand prize, but the one of the big prizes for the raffle in Vegas this year was to upgrade a podcaster sound equipment for up to $300 worth on Amazon. And it was won by Gary Bearden, who immediately, without hesitation, turned around and donated it to the Go Big or Go Home guys.
He basically said, there's no reason for me to have all this equipment just to sing happy birthday once a month.
What he said is they suck. Their sound quality sucks.
That too.
So I just thought, I posted this on Facebook the other day. I'll just tell you guys what they got. And Marcus messaged me today and said that one of the packages arrived, which I believe with the microphone stands arrived, because they are, but it says here that the other boxes were delivered as well. Anyway, they are getting three Behringer XM8500 microphones, which are the same ones that we used in Vegas. So they're the ones that we use for the audience mics and for the interstitial mics in Vegas. So they're getting three of those, three mic stands for those, three sets of XLR cables for those. They're getting a Behringer Zenix 1202 mixer, not the 1202 FX, but the 1202, which is a good solid mixer. It's capable of doing mix minus if they need to, but it's not an overly huge mixer. It's actually quite small. It'll fit nicely on the table. It has inputs for up to four XLR mics and then four additional channels. They got enough cables for them to be able to do two of those channels, as well as to be able to properly mix minus if they so choose, and to also be able to record on that. And then finally, they got a Behringer HA400 four-channel headphone amp to use so that they can independently adjust their headphone volumes for it. So anyway, congratulations to Sean and Marcus for getting that. After he gets all the equipment, I will be helping him set it up and getting it to work. So.
Apparently, you needed to get them one of those compressor limiters that you've got. People are saying they scream a lot. So,
right, exactly.
So that would. All right, I have to play this. I know this is not tech related, but I played this for you earlier. I used to think that I said apparently a lot.
Yeah, but can I play us out of the tech segment? And then
Yeah, sure, play us out.
I'll play you out of the tech segment. All right, so that means I have to do this, which is way over here, which I don't know why it would be, but it is.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it,
snap it, work it,
quick,
erase it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it.
All right, great. What are you going to play for us?
This thing.
It was great.
Oh, it's in one
it's
ear.
It's one ear. What the hell?
I've been on live television before. But apparently sometimes I don't watch the news because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
I don't know. The Powerball.
The Powerball. Why are you in one ear, by the way?
Apparently, that video on YouTube is not in stereo. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know if any of you guys have heard that guy. I think that little boy is so cute, though. Apparently, I've never been on live TV before.
By the way, I just reposted the straw poll for tonight's episode name because we have a three-way tie, so somebody needs to break that.
Three-way.
But he's like a future big fatty. He's like a big fatty in training.
Why does Big Fatty say apparently?
No, but you know, he has a, what do you call those? What do you call those verbal crutches that people use? Like, and apparently, and
well,
like.
Well, apparently he stopped saying that because he was on Ellen and he made a point not to say apparently at all. And she even asked him, you know, do you not use apparently anymore? And he said, no, I have a new favorite word. And I don't know what it was, but it wasn't apparently. So.
Excellent. Oh, look, we have a celebrity death call. I sense that this is our final one of the evening. Well, let's hear who it is, shall we?
Hello, this is Tom from Houston calling the celebrity death phone.
Hi, Tom.
Joan Rivers has died at age 81.
She has.
Very sad news.
It is. Very sad. All right. Tom, which I believe Tom was in Vegas this year. We played that one, even though RT Cruiser did say Joan Rivers on the last show. It was only after we prompted him.
Where is he from again? Tom from where?
From Houston, I believe, he said. Okay. So congratulations. Why didn't that play? Congratulations, Tom, for getting an entry into the contest there. So
I will tell you why I'm sad about that one. I have met Joan Rivers before.
Yes.
So that's like the one celebrity that I have met and actually talked to, and I've performed with her. So
what did you?
And now she's
what did you
dead.
Do? Were you like the what not to wear guy or something? Did
no okay. I mean, it wasn't just
he looks
me.
Like a lesbian. It looks like a lesbian.
I've mentioned before. I sang in the Turtle Creek Chorale, which is a world renowned gay chorus, and she came and did a show with us. In the Symphony Center in Dallas. So I met her there.
She is known for her singing voice.
Well, no, she didn't sing. We sang, and then she did her comedy act. And she did one comedy song with us. She didn't sing. She had a speaking part of some sort, and there was singing going on at the same time. But mostly the first half was a concert, and the second half was a comedy act.
Excellent.
So anyway, I met her. So I'm sad.
The news. Curtis says that Joan Rivers, my Joan Rivers, sounds like Mark's mom.
Oh, the Mark. Mark, it's your mother.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I have to, I've lost the trellis. Give me one moment.
Why do we call these things after? It's like they've infected our show. It's like, it's all about me has infected our show because now we're like calling it the trellis. We're like making references. What the hell?
I don't know. I shouldn't do that because their show,
they're not even in the chat room. They're not even in the chat room tonight. I think Dan was in the chat room earlier, but they're not even in the chat room. So
all right, so here we are. I'll do these quickly because I know everyone hates this and it's just for me. In Auckland, New Zealand, a woman is accusing a recent plane that landed at the international airport of taking a giant dump on her house.
Yes.
Or to use her own words, huge clumps of fecal matter dropped on her residence as well as her car. This was not one of the downsides that she considered before moving to an address that is located so closely to the airport. Quote, when I walked out of my door this morning and saw it, I thought an airplane shit on us, said Karen Bass. You open the door and it smells like shit. I'm absolutely disgusted at the moment. The amount of crap everywhere is horrendous.
Okay.
According to the Mirror, Bass collected samples of the supposed shit, bukkake, and somehow tested and confirmed that, yep, it was shit.
Did you say bukkake?
Yeah, the shit bukkake.
The shit bukkake.
Yeah. So anyway.
What am I supposed to say? I mean, I've got nothing here.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to say anything, but apparently a plane, apparently. I've never been on live news before.
Apparently you've never been on live news before, but your grandpa shat all over the Auckland, New Zealand.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the plane accidentally dumped shit on her house. I don't know. Once
It was called the Powerball.
Yeah. Once I bird shit on my head when I was outside. Luckily, I was wearing a baseball cap,
fine.
Which is so unusual. Watch out, Harry Potter. You are not the only wizard with an invisibility cloak.
God.
Scientists at the University of Rochester have discovered a way to hide large objects from sight using inexpensive and readily available lenses, a technology that seems to have sprung from the pages of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series. Cloaking is the process by which an object becomes hidden from view while everything else around the cloaked object appears undisturbed.
Now, do people have to put these lenses, like, here, put these glasses on, here, put these on. And then
no, it's a here. Well, it's a lens. If you can click on the link to the story, but basically it's a lens, and you put that lens in front of everything and in front of something, and then you can like put your hand behind the lens or whatever, and you don't see your hand. You see what's somehow it refracts the light, and you see what's
yeah. Now Max in the chat room wants to know what about the microwave cloth that bent light.
Well, that's not in this news story, Mags. Why don't you look up that one? The so-called Rochester cloak is not really a tangible cloak at all. Rather,
I think
the device,
that's just a stupid name.
It looks like an equipment used by an optometrist. So it's an actual lens. It looks like, I don't know, like a, what's the, a monocle? It looks like
a monocle. Like Mr. Peanut would wear.
Yeah. But anyway, there's a guy like behind the monocle and you don't see him. You see what's behind him.
So you like it looks like he has a hole in his head?
Yes.
So
it looks like there's a hole in his head.
Maybe that makeup guy that died did it.
Maybe. Oh, that was loud. Sorry. Okay. Anyway, so I find that interesting. You guys can look that up if you'd like. Rochester University.
Yes. Kathy Bacon just arrived in the chat room, and the very first thing she did was bitch about the fact that we're still going on. Why do people hate our show? If they hate our show, then
there's nothing after us. What did she come on here to listen to the music?
Yes, I guess she wanted to hear the music on the street. Is what it was.
So last but not least, a veterinary student who stitched "I love you" into the skin of a dog to impress his girlfriend could face the boot from university.
Apparently she's here to talk to Tom in Chicago. They just use the chat room. They just use the chat room as like a private messenger.
Should I just we're saying that a lot. So
apparently every time grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
Right. I hate that.
Yeah.
Powerball.
So the unnamed trainee animal doctor bizarrely decided, that reminds me of that to catch a predator.
Yes.
He performed a bizarre sex act with a cat.
Sir, why don't you have a seat there, sir?
Have a
seat right over there.
The unnamed trainee animal doctor bizarrely decided to show off his needlework skills on a pooch he had just carried out surgery on. So he actually sewed "I love you" into the belly of a dog.
That's just, I don't know where you get these things from. They're very disturbing. That's what I'm trying to say.
This was in England.
Of course it was in England. Why wouldn't it be in England?
That's the news, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the news of the week. Do we have birthdays this week?
We do.
Excellent. Then that means that we do this.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
You know, one of my favorite memories from Pride 48 is the entire audience singing along with that, and you just looking pissed off.
I know. Apparently,
have you changed clothes, by the way? Because I just switched back to your video, and you're like wearing a different outfit than you were when we started showing.
You were looking at yourself. Like
no,
I did.
I had you buried behind a window. I didn't.
No, I had a jacket on.
Oh, okay.
And I got
excellent.
Warm.
All right. So, who are our birthdays this week, Adam?
Well, I'll let you guess who they are.
Oh, I get to guess. Well, that's something new.
Here we go. Let's see. All right.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out.
This is the theme song to The Nanny.
Why, yes, it is.
That would mean that it must be Fran Drescher's birthday.
It is. It's Fran Drescher's birthday. And Fran Drescher, who I think had breast cancer or something like that.
You need to lower the music so we can hear you.
Wow. Okay. She turned 57 years old. And I believe she's still alive.
By the way, the music sounded great coming from you. It sounded great.
Well,
I'm just saying that you were talking and it was loud.
You know, since the music sounds so good, do you guys know what my favorite new song is right now?
Oh, God.
It's this.
It's Ariana Grande's birthday.
It's Ariana Grande. No, it's not her birthday. But anyway, All right, so here's the next one. So here we go.
Here it comes in the Bob Barker Studio at CBS in Hollywood.
This is the
most exciting hour of fantastic prizes.
All right, so this is the it's very loud. This is opening thing for The Price is Right.
Yes, it is.
So it's either Drew Carey or it's this announcer guy. I'm going to go with Drew Carey because I don't know the announcer guy's name.
It is the announcer.
And it's
the guy who said, "Come on down."
Yeah, but he's dead, or he's not. This is this new guy, right?
Didn't we discuss this last
week? Was it Don Pardo?
No, it's not Don. We are an audio show, and yet you never fail to miss the audio legends.
The audio
that
legends.
I play for birthdays.
I don't know. I could cheat and say what's in the chat room, but I won't. So I'll just go
they're
ahead and tell
you. They're close, but they're not right.
It's Rod.
It's Rod Roddy.
It's Rod Sterling.
It's Rod Roddy. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
It's Rod Sterling. For your consideration, four contestants bidding on an item arbitrarily.
And Rod Roddy would have been. He is dead. He had, you know, the weirdest thing. He had breast cancer.
Yes. Why is that weird?
Well, for a guy.
By the way, can I just say this, Adam? Can I just say this? Next year in Vegas, if we decide to give away a really cool prize like the Celebrity Death Phone that we gave away, we shouldn't do it. We shouldn't do it on the birthday segment because because you don't want to stump me or whatever, you always pick the most obvious person for the clue. So it's like, you know, he got it like in three notes. It's like Tracy was just like, well, it can't possibly be this guy. And you're like, what is your answer? Which completely giving away the fact that that was the answer is John Ritter. Just saying. Why couldn't it have been Don Knotts? That would have.
Here's a story.
Oh, great.
Of a lovely lady.
So now you're going to give me something that has nine different actors in it, aren't you? All right, excellent.
That's true.
This is, of course, the theme to the Brady Bunch.
Yes, it is the theme to the Brady Bunch. You are correct.
All right, so wasn't it an adult or a child? At least give me that.
It's a child.
It's a child. So it's down to six now. It's one of six children.
Well, he's no longer a child.
Oh, it's a he. I'm going to go with Greg Brady, which would be, what was his name? Greg Brady was played by, what was his name? No, Barry something. Barry, it's not Sheck. Barry. It's Barry. It's his birthday.
It is Barry. It's Barry Williams.
Barry Williams, of course it was.
I don't think I've ever used him before. I was trying to stretch a little bit. Barry Williams is 60 years old.
60 years old. That is almost an entire Morgan Freeman.
And he was Greg Brady. Okay, so I've got two songs for this next one, and this is the last one.
The last one.
I will say that, what's her name from Sound of Music? She had a birthday as well, but I did her last year, so I'm not doing her again.
What's
I know
her
she's
name?
Famous.
Julie Andrews. Okay.
Yeah. So here's this one.
This is the theme to the Waltons, isn't it?
I can't believe you got that before it went into the main part of it.
That is the theme to the Waltons. Excellent.
Because I don't recognize this part until it does that.
Yes.
The trumpet.
Right. Well, that's because you grew up just playing the trumpet. I used to play the guitar.
Anyway, yes, it is the Waltons. I'm going to play. You will not guess it based on the Waltons. But
I
yes,
won't.
That is the Waltons.
I won't guess it based on the Michael.
Go right
Michael.
Ahead.
Michael Learned.
No.
I don't even know she was on the wall.
Yeah, that was the mom.
Okay.
Right?
Right. Oh, Kathy Bacon is going to bed already. She's just like, you know, screw it. This show is still on. I'm going to bed now.
She's like, I wanted music. Okay, here's the next one.
For a few minutes about diabetes. Actually, about diabetes.
Oh.
And how it's affected me.
I got it.
Life.
Stop. Like, stop. I got it. This is Wilford Brimley.
Diabetes.
It is diabetes.
I want to talk to you guys about diabetes.
Diabetes, which my favorite line from Wilford Brimley was when in that Remy Jones, The Adventure Begins movie, where he played like this shadowy government agent. He's like, and he like using this big, huge personal computer like that took up the entire desk space. And he's just like, I could find out the temperature of what is under your ass in that seat right now if I really wanted to. And he's like, he had like some IBM 5150. He's like, not with that. You couldn't. It's just really... really sad.
So the chat room is dissenting on the fact that they're asking, was he in the Waltons? And yes, indeed, Wilford Brimley was in the Waltons.
Really?
He, if you look him up on Wikipedia, he was a recurring character but he was only in 7 episodes.
A healthy thing to do.
But it was a recurring role. So he was a he was not just a one like a guest star like right. in one episode. He had a part that he played on a recurring basis.
Excellent.
So, yes.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Wilford Brimley. Just to really quickly, on the front page of Pride 48, we would like to say a very happy birthday this week to Chrissy from Nowhere. So, Christine from Nowhere, happy birthday. And to a listener, Vance, happy birthday to you. And Gavin from the Poke with the Stick podcast, whose birthday is on October 6th. And Melinda, Melinda, who is in Vegas, her birthday is on October 15th. So, and if you would like your birthday to be listed on the front page of Pride48.com, just go and sign up for a Pride48 account and check the little check mark next to you. Yes, I would like my birthday to be included.
And we do not put your age.
We do not. So let's get us out of this thing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Excellent. I just noticed that we have 4 voicemails and they're all from the same person.
Yes.
Now, I was excited this evening. I was excited getting here to do this show this evening. Yes, I know it's a long show this evening, whatever. We had a lot to catch up on. But I knew at the end when we got to this contact segment, I knew in my heart of hearts that there was going to be a phone call here from Blind Guy Jay. Because when he was drunk off his ass in the Fun Hog Ranch and I brought up the fact that he doesn't call our show, he was, oh, I'm going to call. I'm going to make sure that I call your show. I was excited that there was going to be a phone call here from Blind Guy Jay. And it does not appear like there is a phone call. Now, did you miss
there
one?
There is not one.
Did you
no,
maybe
I
miss
did not,
one there?
I did not miss one.
I think also Joe Zubia had mentioned that he was going to call, and I don't seem to see a phone call here from Joe Zubia, so I'm not sure.
I have to stop you here, Daniel.
Yes?
You're going to be mad at me.
What?
But I have to pee. I absolutely have to. We've gone, I only can last an hour and I have to.
All right.
So
go.
Entertain the chat room and I will be right back.
All right.
So
what's the medication that keeps you from peeing?
I don't know. Don't drink anything?
I'm asking Kathy Bacon. Oxybutrin? Pain. Anyway, I don't know. I don't see it.
So I just want to say one time. I pee, 2 things about me that everyone should know. I pee for a really long time. I must have like this huge 2-gallon bladder.
You know, now that you have a new Zoom H2 recorder, you should have just recorded yourself streaming. Peeing streaming.
Right. I don't think people want to hear that. But anyway.
I don't know. So apparently, according to the Catching Up show, a lot of people are into urination videos.
But maybe not just listening to it.
Can we get to, are we done now? Are we ready? Can we get to our voicemails?
We can, but I want to say this. So, and then we can. I pee for a really long time and I walk fast. And I was once getting a massage from a person and I had to pee before the massage started. So while I was peeing, I was thinking to myself, oh my God, this is like the Austin Powers movie. This is like the longest pee in the world. And this person is out there waiting on me to come out from, you know, and get a massage. And I walk out when I'm done and the person says, that's like the Austin Powers movie or something. That was like the longest pee. I was thinking, anyway,
oh my God, you got a massage from a psychic.
I know, right? Anyway, so play the voicemails.
Well, now we're cutting this whole part out, so now I have to get back to the thing. Excellent. So apparently, no phone call then from Blind Guy Jay.
Apparently.
From Joe Zubia. Right, great.
So, I've never been on a live podcast before.
Great. So all of you folks in Vegas that said you would call, thanks. Appreciate that. All right, let's go to our phone call. Let's find out who actually did call. Let's go to our first caller and say a big hello. Hi. Who is this? Oops. Oh, I have to download it. I can't play it from the... Hello.
Okay. I went on a motorcycle ride and
yes.
To Sturgis. And
to
I was
where?
There for 6 days, 6 or 7 days, what is Saturday to Saturday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And not once did I make it to Rapid City to the McDonald's for a dip code.
For a dip code.
And not because I didn't want to.
But? Because they filed a restraining order against you? Wait, what? Why? Did she say why?
Well, no, she didn't say why. She just said she didn't make it there.
Like, why did you, she went on a motorcycle ride.
Yes.
And it didn't make it to Rapid City, didn't make it to McDonald's, and didn't get a dip cone once, but not because she didn't want it to. So I'm only left to wonder why she did. Anyway.
Well, she must have not been making the decisions about, you know, where they were stopping.
Right. She called again. Maybe she answered it there. Let's listen. Yes. Don't she butt dial us or something?
No, I didn't listen to these. So there may be no talking at all.
I don't think there is. It's just. Wait, I'm going to turn it up here. What's she doing? It's like nothing. It's just, what? Oh my God. Is she having sex or something?
I don't know.
Oh my God. Kathy Bacon called us while she was having sex. I'm pretty sure that's her metal. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's like her metal hip there that was banging up against the side of. Oh my God. My God. All right. Well, let's just move on then. It's just sad. That was weird.
I think she needed a dipped cone after.
wonder she didn't have a dipped cone. She was too busy having sex in her in her hotel room. And all right. Let's go to our next one here. Hello.
Guys, do you realize that I could just buy that Hershey's chocolate?
Yes.
And I could just use a mini muffin pan thing or maybe just plastic. And I could just freeze little chunks of the Hershey's mixed chocolate and then just eat that instead of eating cones. And then I save calories from the ice cream and from the little cone.
Little cone. Because you're pretty sure that the majority of the calories come from that waffle cone. That little piece of styrofoam.
I hate dip cones.
Really?
But, you know, that's just... I don't like that consistency of frozen chocolate.
Chabby, she doesn't. Kathy Bacon, you do realize it's not Hershey's chocolate that they pour on those things. It's like a really sweet... You should just go buy the Magic Shell or something.
Yeah, it's the same thing, and I hate Magic Shell, but anyway, it's fine.
Because just regular Hershey's chocolate won't, freeze like that. It won't harden like that. There's a lot of chemicals at work there that you might... Our final phone call of the evening comes in from... let's see.
Hey, guys. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
you guys, I am in... I'm in Chicago,
yes?
And I'm with Terry and Tom.
Oh, really?
And Tom and Terry.
Yes.
And Sydney and Gerald. And
yes.
We're at the big, huge... It's the hugest effing McDonald's you'll ever find. And we're going to have dip cones.
Really?
Well...
What?
Who? Okay, I'm buying dip cones. I gotta go.
Excellent.
I'm glad she could interrupt her conversation to call
us. Very important conversation. No, so apparently she was there in Chicago with Tom in Chicago, who's in our chat room right now, who says that they are messy to eat. So apparently they did buy dipped cones and ate them with Kathy Bacon. I did not see this picture on Facebook. Did you?
I don't remember. That was like a month ago, so I do not remember if I saw that.
Perhaps we slept through it. I don't know. Maybe we
could have.
Not one of our many things. Anyway, so yeah, it's like five cones, I'm being told, in the five cones. Five cones they ate.
There were five cones. So just so everyone knows, we are back now.
We are. Are we done with it? Wait, let me get us out of the contact segment. I don't want to do... 3, 2, 1. Yeah, gotta do things
well,
right.
this was contact relevant.
Oh, well, should I play the theme song again?
No, it's fine.
Oh,
okay. It's fine. No, you don't have to play the theme. But
I can play the theme song to the Daniel and Curtis show. The Curtis and Daniel show. You want me to do that instead? And
Do you want to do that?
Well, you've got a little sleep. Here comes another contact segment from Adam.
DuckTales, ooh. I was just going to say, yes. We are back, so you guys can start calling again, both the death phone and contact.
You know, it's funny because I was told by Blind Guy Jay and by Joe Zubia that they were going to call. I'm sure they did call, and you just missed it somehow.
There is, unless they called a different number. So what I'm going to do right now, ladies and gentlemen, is I'm going to give you the number. It's on the website at dubiousintent.com, but if you can't get over there for some reason, it's 2-2.
Wait. Stop.
7-5-8-7. What?
That right at the point that you gave us the phone number is when the internet like cut out, and you say so you just like you basically said it's so we didn't actually hear that. So
I
so
guess
give us,
you'll never know. So
give us the number. Give us the number again.
It's 229-234-7587.
Does that spell anything, Adam?
I don't remember. It does, but I don't
two
remember.
It's 2Y2DI plus. That is the number 2BY2DI and then plus.
And this is proof of what I was doing, the reason that I had the thing. I don't know
again
if that was on the show, but that's proof.
Proof that you were had Astroglide?
Proof that I was watching the Colombian guy last night on.
Because you have Astroglide on your... I just assume that you have Astroglide on your desk all the time.
Yes, I do.
It's
usually in the nightstand by the bed.
Really, anyway. I would have thought that you would have had something fancier, like some higher class lube.
Well, yeah, I normally would. I mean, I normally would because you know, being in the elite upper crust and all. But I prefer that
the elite upper crust, the hashtag 1%. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
You know, Daniel.
What, Adam?
When I used to listen to Dubious Intent before I was an actual member of the cast of characters.
Yes, yes.
I used to, when you would say it's written.
Yes.
I actually thought that you wrote stuff.
I did. I wrote that.
No, but I mean, I actually thought that you guys had scripts in front of you.
Right.
And you were like, I thought, man, he writes that whole show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What devotion.
I know. I used to put a lot of effort into it. Then you joined and then, you know, I just like, yeah, fuck it. Just fuck it.
Yeah. So anyway, we're back, bitches.
Well, thank you for putting up with our extra size, our super size show, as it were. So good night, Chet.
Yes. Good night, David.